cancer for this thing. Yeah, okay, sure. Or there might be some increase by saying like 1 in 100. There is so infinitely many factors that play part here. Mm-hmm. So if they say that there's some relation to cancer, yeah, sure. But doing the figures exactly, I wouldn't take them too seriously.
Yeah, for compounds like PCB, I think that's how you say it. I wonder how they arrived at the, because a part of the article that Rohit had brought up, there was a second clinical trial that was showing the incidence of cancer because of PCB, or at least attributed to PCB ingestion. And if you get this stat that says 1 out of 2,000 people are at risk of developing cancer, or 1 out of 2,000 people develop cancer because of PCB, is that they studied 2,000 people and they saw one person get cancer? Is it that they developed risk factors that lead to cancer? What are those risk factors? How common are those risk factors? Like, it seems like everybody would have to go and read this article just to interpret it for themselves instead of reading this glorified headline.
Yeah, and also, as you say, like, okay, is it from 4,000 people, would you say, that two would develop cancer? And it's highly likely that they would that from just any cause whatsoever. It's a natural thing that a lot of people will develop cancer sometime during their lifetime. Very unfortunately, but that is the case. And I would kind of say that almost it falls within the noise of how many people that would normally develop cancer. But of course, I need to also look into more details about how they do this study, and that would be interesting to see how they draw these conclusions.
It's a very important point there, Emil, that you need to take everything that you hear with a grain of salt. You should look at the results for yourself and kind of interpret for your own. Is this something that you agree with? Did they interpret it correctly? And can these findings be made relevant to us? Well, that's all the time that we have for our discussion today, which means that we're at the end of our show. I want to thank Emil and Rohit for joining me in the studio today to talk about salmon, and all of you for joining us on the radio. Tune in next week, where we'll have a lively banter about batteries. And can keep listening to CITR 101.9 FM, where our friends over at Innerspace, Christian and Daniel, will take you on a ride with some electronic music. See you next week.
Totes. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so
hello, you're tuned into 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam People's Territory, and this is Inner Space. My name's Christian, I'm going to be going solo for this episode. All the other hosts of Inner Space are somewhere else. Join in. It's gonna be an hour and a half of cartoons. Gonna go deep. Big shout out to Alex Hutton, whom this mix was recorded with, or at least an introduction, yesterday evening. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Dylan KF, also known as Colton, who just moved to Vancouver for summer. Good call. He'll be playing at a TBA location with D. Tiffany for 1080p's birthday party. We'll follow with more details. Thank you. Special request for the man Eli, Chicago. Probably gonna fill up our quota of major label music and have to go back to underground stuff. Sorry. Sorry about that. Some technical difficulties. Just hang in here. Probably gonna sort it out. Thank you. tuning in. You're tuning to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Innerspace. Currently experiencing some technical difficulties. The MP3s seem to have failed us. So we're back with cassettes. Currently listening to a pre-recording mix from last night. And we have some records coming up too. But stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is DJ Fatburger and Luca Lozano taking you back to the 90s of rave. Fatburger, we had the pleasure of hosting him on the show about a month ago. From the Jay Guy. They're kind enough to share some new releases, including Velvet Vortex and TP.
Don't you wanna be mad? My mind's telling me one thing, but Don't you wanna be my lover? My mind's telling me one thing, my soul's telling me another. Don't you wanna be my lover?
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Says I'm up at the cabin all weekend. See you when I'm back in town.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms. India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You're back with me and Christian on Inner Space. We still have about half an hour of rainforest theme music. Stay tuned. Listening to Lend-Lease. This one's on International Feel. Probably the go-to label for tropical and summer vibes, for this summer at least. And the last one was Vito Ricci on Music for Memory. It's a really great label from Amsterdam. They've released reissues and new collaborations with interesting 80s ambient and new wave artists like Gigi Massin, Juan Bibiloni, and Leon Loman. Definitely worth checking out. shifting from 80s Estonia, Ukukut, to present-day Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Journeyman Tracks, Black Forest, produced by the guy also known as Bobby Drano. That's pretty much all the time we have.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. This is Inner Space. Next up we have Folk Oasis with Al. Take it easy. See you in 2 weeks.
Chumbo, Kunga, Ningbun, and Chungun, and Tamberic, Kono Juji, but Chitin, Jamayan, Jesus, and Paro to Chimbo.